Welcome to The Public Storyteller. My name is Michael Stock with Dr. Karen Neal. Karen is affiliate professor at Florida Atlantic University and a professional storyteller. Hi, Karen.
Hi, Michael.
What story do you have today?
Here we have Matthew Sabatella.
My story takes place at the Adrian Arsch Center, a great performing arts venue in Miami. About 15 years ago, I started working in the district office of Miami-Dade County Public Schools in the visual and performing arts department. And the year I started there, right when I started in August, happened to coincide with the grand opening of the Adrian Arsch Center for the Performing Arts. They weren't called that yet at the time, but that would be their name. And they had a plan to do an event before they officially opened. I think they just kind of wanted to test out the facilities and establish a partnership with Miami-Dade Schools, which they have done and been great supporters. And so their idea was to put on a three-day festival called Kids Fest that would be at the Arsch Center, and it would feature all the top performing groups, music, dance, and theater performing students on stage for 3 days. And in the audience would be filled with students also. And our office in Miami-Dade Schools was basically responsible for organizing the performers and getting the kids there on buses. So I was new to the office, as I mentioned, and when it came time for the shows, one of my responsibilities on the performance days was to collect all the compact discs for schools that had backing tracks for their performances, be it a dance performance or a theater performance. If they were performing with background music, I would get the CD from the school and I would make sure I had it labeled. And I sat at the sound booth with the Arsch Center sound engineer, and while he mixed the show, I inserted the CDs and played the CDs so that they would have music. Now, I was collecting the CDs, and they weren't all coming in labeled, so I was handwriting, you know, which track to play and when to start the track, and if there was not a label already on the disc, I would use it. One of those little yellow sticky notes and make the note on it and stick it to the case of the disc. Or in one case, the CD came without a disc. It was a CDR and I just put the label right on the CDR. The first 2 days of performances had been great. The students were wonderful. The audiences were wonderful. And it was on the third day that the show was going along fine. And up came one school who was doing a musical theater piece, a song and dance from a musical, and I had their CDR with the yellow sticky note on it, and it was time for their performance in the show, so I ripped the yellow sticky note off it, and lo and behold, along with the note came a big chunk of the silver foil that has the actual data on it. So I'm looking at a big hole in this CD that I need to play for this performance. And the engineer calls backstage to see if they have another copy of the disc, which they don't. So he and I just cross our fingers and I put the CD into the player, hoping it's gonna work. And they introduce the act, I hit play, and music starts, the music plays, and it's a huge relief, but I know we're not really out of the woods yet. The kids take the stage, and everything's going great for about 30 seconds. And at that point, the disc just starts skipping uncontrollably. I let the CD skip for maybe 10 seconds just to see if it would come out of it. There's nothing I can do. I hit stop on the disc and I'm mortified. I look up at the stage and the kids start clapping to the beat and just continue performing without missing a beat. Like they just continued on with the song, clapping their hands now and stomping to keep the rhythm. And they made it through the song as total professionals without hesitation. And I was amazed. I was floored. I thought it was one of the most incredible things I ever saw, because I don't know what I would have done in that situation if everything fell apart on me on stage. And I look back and I think it's interesting, because I imagine those kids might be telling the story themselves of like the worst performance of their lives when this nightmare happened of their music skipping in the middle of the song. But to me, it was just so impressive. I thought it was really amazing the way they handled themselves.
Matthew Sabatella with an experience with a bunch of kids.
These are great kids. They've been trained really well. The show must go on. They have the performer's ethic. And you hear the expression all the time, you don't miss a beat. In this case, it's literal. They don't miss a beat.
I know Matthew for quite a while because he is a performer in South Florida, does what he calls American heritage music, folk music is what I call it. But the fact that he was starting a new job, I guess he made a mistake. And this mishap could have fallen on his shoulders. So the kids more or less saved his butt.
Interesting. I didn't look at it that way at all. The way I looked at the story was, it is such a typical, perfect winding up of the story. In other words, the first day was great. The second day was great. We know in folktales, it's the third thing, right? It's the third brother. It's the third day. It's the third trial. That's the one that's different. What makes a story is when something's different. If every day things go wrong, then it's every day things go wrong. It's not a story. But if everything's going right, and then just on the third day, everything's going fine when this happens. And I even love the fact that there was a setup. There was a foreshadowing when he said that he pulled at the sticky and it took off the foil. We know something's going to happen. We may not be sound engineers. We may not know the technology, but we know something is seriously wrong.
We're waiting for something to happen.
So we're ready for it just the same way he's ready for it. I mean, the stakes are a little higher for him than for us. And then the payoff was just grand. I mean, it was just lovely.
Those are some really well-trained children in order to find what could have been a disaster.
This is a real true pro. And he says he doesn't know that he could have responded so well.
I could hear that happening. When the CD goes bad, I hear that doo, 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 doo. So he stopped the tape and the kids just kept on going.
Yeah, you know, some of the stories that we hear, I think I can relate better to. This is one I think we can both relate really well to. You as a sound engineer and me as a performer, we can both really feel what the kids were feeling, the performers were feeling, and what Matthew was feeling as well.
Well, thanks for bringing that story in, Karen. If our listeners have a story they'd like to tell us that happened here in South Florida, how can they get in touch with you?
Send me an email to cneile, that's C-N-E-I-L-E, at fau.edu.
Our website has contact information as well as archive stories at wlrn.org. Click Radio and the Public Storyteller. Thanks, Karen.
Thank you, Michael. See you next week.
Dr. Karen Neal is affiliate professor at Florida Atlantic University and a professional storyteller. My name is Michael Stock. The Public Storyteller returns next Sunday.